We're getting it done at your house, here at Rosie on the House. Our article in today's Arizona Republic, the Your Home section, talks about 7 ways to spot a home repair fraud in the making. I'm going to cover a point or two from that, but let's get to Carrie first, who's called in. We do have open lines, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Carrie. What project are you trying to tackle this morning?
Well, I bought a house 3 years ago that had an avid do-it-yourselfer that claimed to be a Canadian contractor.
Okay.
He cut into the garage rafters, into 5 different rafters, supported it, and put a attic up there with a pull-down stairs.
Okay.
When I bought the house, this was a big red flag. I was told I had to have a structural engineer look at it, which he did, but he said, there's no permit, so I can't sign off on it. So I'm concerned, not that I am going to sell the house, but I'm a kind of do it right kind of person. So my suggestion was that I go to the permit department and have an inspector come out and look at it and see if they will sign off on it before I hire a contractor to tear into it and do it all over again.
And did he cut into the trusses?
Yes.
He did. Okay. Well, I think you're going to have to start with a structural engineer.
Right. And I did that. And, of course, he said, well, I can tell you that it's not done poorly, but I can't tell you that it's done correctly.
Okay.
And I will draw the paperwork up for $1,500 as how to do it right.
Okay.
And then I had a contractor look at it, and he told me that it's about a $5,000 job.
Okay. I think you're proceeding the right direction. Get the engineer to get the drawings and the work sketched out. You can go ahead and call a city. They all have come clean clauses where they will send an inspector out and take a look at it. You can let them know you've contacted the engineer. You're in the process of coming clean and making it all right. And they'll lend you some guidance and some direction. But it's the structural engineer, the drawings and the stamps, and that price sounds fair to me. What size house is it?
1280.
1,280 square feet. And did he do it through the whole house?
No. He just did it in the garage.
Okay.
Well, somebody said, well, if you have an inspector come out there, you know, you could really be opening up a can of worms. You know, they could say, well, this is wrong also, and this is wrong also. And so
They don't do that, Carrie. If they know it's your intent and your heart to get it fixed, they're going to work with you, okay? And they may point out other things that need to get fixed in the process, but they aren't going to be out there red tagging you, evicting you from the house, and forcing you to do anything.
They wouldn't even, would they look at other projects? I think is kind of what she's asking. They're just going to focus on that one thing that she called them about.
Generally speaking, that's true unless you ask them to look at anything else. Now, in viewing the situation, if they incidentally see some wiring or plumbing or something that wasn't done right as well, they may bring that to your attention. But don't be fearful of the city building department. Are you in City of Phoenix proper?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They in particular will work with you really well. As a matter of fact, Carrie, I've got your name and I've got your phone number here. We have personal friends and contacts in the City of Phoenix building department. I could give you a warm introduction so you wouldn't be dealing with somebody cold. Would you like that?
Okay. Yeah, I would. But would I have to have the structural engineer on board first before I do this? I hate to, maybe it's right. I don't know.
Well, even if it's done right, you're going to need a structural engineer to make that determination. Okay. So you're going to need the structural engineer no matter if something needs to be done or not. The engineer has said that it looks like he did it kind of right. At that point, then we have to find out, well, what's kind of wrong? and then get our estimates for filling in that gap between what's done and what needed to be done. But only the structural engineer and his license stamp gives us the confidence of knowing that's exactly what needs to be done.
So how do I find a structural engineer? I mean, just open up Google?
You say you already had one out to the house.
I had one that was sort of a friend of a friend of a friend kind of thing.
Okay.
And I think I still probably have his number. That's okay. Been a while ago. But it's just one of those things that I sold real estate for years, and I've been involved in this kind of stuff before, and I don't like stuff done wrong, and especially in the house I live in.
What are your major cross streets?
I'm in St. Mary as the other guy. I'm 19th Avenue in Thunderbird.
Okay, all right. Well, I tell you what, like I say, we've got your name and your information. I'll call you the beginning of next week. Now, we generally take Monday off, but we're back in the office on Tuesday. I'll call you and I'll give you the name of two or three structural engineers, plus you find the one that you've already had out there, and let's get out there and get the engineer report, and then everything else will, there's a clear map after we have that destination drawn for us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Ms. Carey, we appreciate the call. Thanks a million. All right, I said I wanted to get to the article. Let me get to a couple things here. 7 ways to spot a home repair fraud in the making. It's very rampant, in particular in and about an event that creates a high number of losses, like a monsoon storm. Now, I think we're through that. The weatherman I listened to the beginning of last week said we are done with monsoon weather, that the moisture is now being pushed to the south. We are not going to have any more of the high temperature that kind of acts as a vacuum, bringing the moisture up out of the Gulf, and that he did not anticipate us seeing any more monsoon activity in Arizona.
The cool mornings would testify to that.
What nice mornings. Is this delicious or what? I can't wait to get out on a little hike tomorrow morning before church. But what do you do when you have someone patrolling your neighborhood trying to solicit work? 7 ways to spot a home repair fraud. Number one, it's the neighborhood repairman. He rings the doorbell and he claims to be doing repairs in your neighborhood. I've got some leftover material. We can do it tomorrow for, this amount of money. We need money. They'll either ask for it right there or upon completion. You don't know if they're licensed. You don't know if they're bonded. You don't know if they're insured. Anyone knocking on your door, ringing your doorbell, and soliciting work at your home, generally speaking, that's a huge warning sign. I did have this information out on our blog about a month ago, and a contractor in Tucson called me and said, hey, wait. I am a storm chaser. He says, and I have an incredible reputation. And when a particular neighborhood is hit, I do knock on doors and I do ring doorbells, because many times the homeowners don't know they've got damage that can be covered by their homeowner's insurance. And if I don't tell them, they're going to go until the point where the statute of limitations expires, and they're going to have a premature failure of their roof or their air conditioning equipment. The hailstorm back in 2011 is a perfect example of that.
What was your response to him?
Well, I took my hat off and I said, well, I have to tell you, I don't generally encourage storm chasers, because they come in from out of state. They chase the natural disaster from state to state. Many times they blow in here and they don't have a license, so they find a licensed contractor and they just rent the license from that person. This happened during the hailstorm. Several contractors in Arizona rented their license out. They were paid a percentage of all the work that was booked. In many cases, it was millions of dollars of work that was booked, so the commission was pretty high for doing absolutely nothing.
And then did they warranty that work?
Until the warranty work needed to be done. And then they had to start digging out of their say. Hopefully they put that commission money in savings, and their license was the one on the hook. And the guys that came in and did the work are now in Nebraska doing the work for tornado season, or down in Louisiana. I guess the governor of Louisiana was in Washington, D.C., asking for $3 billion to help repair and put that state back together. So these storm chasers just kind of go from state to state to state. Now, this fella in Tucson, that's a local guy, licensed, bonded, insured, can prove all of that. That's a different story. And it was kind of interesting that he reached out to me. He says, hey, you're killing me, man. What's that line? You're killing me, Smallsy? You're killing me, man. Because he was a licensed, bonded, insured, credible storm chaser. The other thing these fraud guys do is they use a real name. They go into the Register of Contractors site, and because they're not licensed and bonded, they'll just grab a company name, they'll grab a company license, stick it on their business cards, and they act like a licensed, bonded, insured company. And then 2 years later, when you need the warranty work done, you call that contracting company, and they say, well, we never had anybody named George working for us. You know, I and then they show them the card, and in fact, it was a fraudulent use of their name and their license, which gets to be a particularly sticky issue at that point. So there's just two ways to kind of watch out, let your little warning signals go off that maybe whoever's there soliciting work at your house could lead to more trouble than it's worth. We have Matt online and Gordon as well. I think we have time to sneak one of those calls in. Let's take Matt. He's been holding the longest. Let's see if we can get to Matt before we have to go to break. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for calling Rosie on the house.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. And you guys are right. These mornings are beautiful, and it's why we put up with the summer, isn't it?
Where are you, Matt?
I'm in Chandler.
Yeah, pretty nice out there. Yes. Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, so. Man.
Hey, so my question, I've got a two-story house. Bottom story is stucco. Upper story is the fiberboard sheet siding, and the seams where it's nailed to the studs are starting to pull out from the nails. And I'm just wondering what the best way to repair that is. I don't want rain, you know, any moisture to get in there. Obviously, if it's pulling away, it seems like maybe there was a leak and it's causing the board to swell. But I just want to know, you know, is there a way to repair that aside from pulling everything down and redoing it?
Well, don't let it get any worse, that's for sure, because once it starts, I'm thinking that it may be for lack of paint that's on the wall, that's on the sheeting material. That material, of course, isn't waterproof, and if it doesn't have a good coat of 100% acrylic exterior paint on it, it's going to continue to deteriorate. Now, are these sheets of siding with the seams going vertical along a stud line, or are they?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, all right. So they're not the horizontal hardy board siding.
No, these are the 4x, it's 4x8, yeah.
And they have grooves in them?
Correct.
Okay, that's T111 plywood. It can take a lot of abuse before it gets bad. But I think in your situation where you live, I would call the Arizona Paint Company and have them come out and assess the damage and see if they can just stop the damage with a good paint job, because I'm pretty confident that's exactly the problem. We've allowed the paint to get worn down too thin, and it's now saturating in, causing the plywood grains to swell, causing the nails to pop. And you want to stop it now. You'll be glad you called, Matt. Have Arizona Paint Company come out and take a look at it. Their headquarters are right there in your neighborhood. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll take Gordon and you. But you have to call in 1-888-767-4348.